Welcome to Breakthrough, the podcast that helps you to get unstuck, move forward, move on, and finally break through to that next level that you have been looking for. I'm Mickey Ruthman, transformational breakthrough coach, speaker, and author, and your host right here on the Breakthrough podcast. So get ready to break the barriers and break the limitations, and let's dive right on into this week's episode of Breakthrough. Hello there, beautiful souls, and welcome back to the Breakthrough podcast. So wherever you may be finding yourself in the world right now, how are you doing? So I'm in South Africa, as some of you may know, but we have been on lockdown with the COVID-19 outbreak for approximately, it's almost been 2 months, and it's been extended once already. They have taken us down a notch to a lighter level of lockdown, but in South Africa, we are under quite stringent restrictions. You literally basically see your house and the shops, and there's very limited shops and things that you can actually buy available at this stage. But whatever your situation is, wherever part of the world you find yourself in, this really is something that is happening globally, as all of us know. And my hope is that wherever you find yourself and whatever of lockdown or restrictions you're finding yourself under right now, that you are still practicing self-care and making sure that you remain holistically well on every single level, emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And that is why I decided on this week's episode of Breakthrough to share an interview with you that was done with me at the beginning of the South African lockdown period. It was about a day after our lockdown started. And this was an interview that was done with me by the CEO and founder of a group in South Africa called #I'mStaying, Jared Petzer. And their group is basically, if you are not from South Africa, do go check them out. They have a Facebook group that is really, it's over a million strong, and it is over a million South Africans who are sharing good news, positive stuff, helping each other, supporting each other, and really trying to make a difference in our country. So if you're looking for some positive vibes, do go check them out. I have put their details in the show notes for you guys as well. But this was an interview that Jared Petzer did with me at the beginning of South Africa's lockdown, where we chatted about how do we make sure that we remain emotionally, spiritually, physically, all of those levels well throughout this time, because the reality is what's happened here right now in every single country, no matter what restrictions you're under right now, is a whole lot of change has happened really suddenly. And you know, we find ourselves in very uncertain times. Like in South Africa, we have absolutely no idea how long our lockdown is really going to last, or when we will move down to lesser stringent lockdown. So for us, there's a lot of uncertainty, for instance, even for me. And that can cause a lot of fear. It can cause a lot of anxiety, stress. And obviously with the economy also being rattled with all of this, there's a whole lot of stuff going on with us emotionally and on a mindset level as well. So that is why I decided that I should share this interview with you guys, because in this interview, Jared and I actually go into a deep dive into what I call the 5 levels of holistic wellness that I want you to look at on a daily basis. I want you to check in with yourself on these 5 levels every single day, and check in with at least one other person if you can on these 5 levels as well. Now, these 5 levels are really what my whole coaching practice is centered around, and also my daily practices. So this is not just something I do in times of crisis or turbulence or difficult times. This really is daily practices for me to check in on these 5 levels. So do grab a pen and a piece of paper, because you're going to want to write some of these things down. But if that is you, if you are really just struggling on some level with everything that's happened, all of the change that's going on, maybe some fear, anxiety, or stress, anything like that, and you want to ensure that you make sure your self-care is still in place and that you are holistically well throughout this time, then do listen to this episode and to this interview between myself and Jared Petzer from #I'mStaying. So guys, without further ado, here we go. Hope you enjoy.
Hello, Mickey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. Welcome.
You guys are helping me break my personal record. I've always wanted to speak to millions. I just didn't think it would be from my lounge.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't think any of us thought we'd be in the situation, but here we are, you know. So what a wonderful opportunity to connect and to speak to everybody. I think it's, you know, we've got to look for the blessings in life, right?
Yeah, this is such a great initiative. Well done.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's a learning process for us. What are those? What is that?
I'm a chronic recovering face toucher, so. You see, when I take it off, it goes to the face. So, yeah. Sorry, guys, I live alone, so don't worry.
Oh, fantastic. I have a very bad habit of touching my face, and I'm trying to get out of it. But, again, I've been self-isolating, so I'm pretty safe.
Good stuff.
So listen, I've given you the great entry, and I thought perhaps what we can do is just start with a couple of questions and sort of take it from there, you know. So just get people used to who you are. I mean, just to find out a little bit more about us. So kick off. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Mickey.
I'm everyone's worst nightmare. So my obsession in life is really human behavior, and because I have a strategist background, I'm very interested in understanding the how and the why things work. You can't just tell me to do something. I want to know how and why. So that's what really sent me in this direction of understanding the human mind, our behaviors, why we do the stuff we do. Because it's one thing for someone to tell you be positive or think positive, right? But it's not always easy. Like sometimes even I find myself waking up in the morning and the negative thoughts are immediately there. It feels like you have no control. So I really dove deeper into understanding why it is that our mind works the way it does and why we as humans behave the way we do. So that's pretty much what I do. And I coach people on how to change your life using your mindset, your behaviors, your emotions, all the stuff we don't focus on consciously on a daily basis.
Okay. And so give us a little bit about your background. I mean, how did you get involved in this? I mean, what sort of led you to this place?
Oh, how much time have you got? So I actually initially was in strategy, business and brand strategy, particularly online strategy, and began to coach people. I had my own ad agency, brand agency, and began coaching others how to grow their businesses and take them online. So that's how I got into sort of the business coaching space. And then a couple of years ago, something happened in my own life that really, I lost pretty much everything because of one bad decision. And I did what most of us would do in that case. I went and had a pity party and I thought everyone was bad. And I found myself rocking back and forth, feeling really sorry for myself. And at a stage, I kind of just got the thought in my head that I'm the only constant in every single one of the situations that my mind kept bringing up of, you know, everyone who's ever done you out, the mind loves doing that. Yeah. But that was the first time I turned inward and said, okay, great. And I actually had a bad attitude about it. It was kind of like, well, fine, if I'm the problem, let's look at that. But it's been the best thing I've done for myself. And from there, just went on to really sharing that with others and helping them to do the same.
That's amazing. It's really amazing when you, you know, you get to a certain point in your life and then you realize that, you know, you're all out of people to blame. You've got no fingers left on your hands to point anywhere else. And you're still sitting in the same situation. So you got to come to the realization that the start and end is always with us, right? So it doesn't matter. And even if it is other people that have wronged you, and even if it is other people that have made decisions that have affected your life, really the ownership sits with you. And what we need to take from that is either, you know, like you said, either create a pity party or find the lessons in that and start your journey over. And I think that's a key fundamental. I'm very interested by what you were saying now in terms of online businesses, because I mean, if you're looking at where things are right now, I mean, anybody that sort of started paying attention to business online, it would have been, I mean, it would have been great foresight, because we're sitting in a situation now where I think a lot of people are struggling to come to terms with how to drive their business, how to take things forward, and they're feeling a little bit lost in that space. You know, we're going to be focusing quite a lot on online businesses, but yeah, I mean, so how did you find that space? I mean, was it is it something that's working for you now? Obviously, it must be working for you in your current situation.
Yeah, so my life hasn't really changed that much with this lockdown for the simple reason that I took everything online and remote about a year and a half ago already. But
the online space, you know, it's not for everyone, but it really is such a great tool for businesses and companies and entrepreneurs especially to use, because it just gives you that much more leeway to like do a whole lot of stuff you couldn't do otherwise and reach people from right around the world. And it also helps you, by the way, to automate a lot of your business, because there's a lot of automation you can do online that takes away from your admin. It takes away from having to have people do stuff for you or you doing it yourself. So I think at this stage, what I've been telling everyone who's been phoning me, and you know, everyone's in fear right now, which makes a lot of sense, because a whole lot has changed overnight, not just in your personal life, in your social life, your family life. You're suddenly home. Your work has changed. Everything around you has changed, and it creates fear and it creates uncertainty. And what I've really been telling the entrepreneurs that I work with and the business owners is, do not, the worst thing you can do right now is to try and create something or make changes from a place of fear. Because that's when you're going to really make mistakes right now. So to rather focus on, if you're going to make changes or even if you're going to start a business in this time, is to look at what are the needs that people have right now. Look at service. How can I serve rather than how can I make money right now? Because that's going to be the catalyst in this time for the guys that are going to create stuff that people really need and that they'll be able to thrive from as well.
Sure. Listen, I love that message, but I think if you look at what's happening, and particularly with this initiative that we've done, we've had so many people just coming in and are looking to serve the greater good of the platform and also past the platform. You know, I think it's really admirable. And we have to sort of bandy together during this time and sort of figure out our new way forward. I mean, what is your view on where we are right now? What is your thinking in terms of where we are as a country, but also as humanity?
In this situation specifically?
Specifically in this situation.
So my opinion is not a very popular one for most, because one of the things that I firmly believe is nothing in life happens to us. Everything's always happening for us. And it's really a matter of how you choose to perceive it and view it and what your attitude is going to be through it. So I think what's been happening, not just in our country, but around the world, is a lot of people have been crying out for change. Whether you've been doing it internally in your prayer time by yourself, or you've been verbalizing it on social media and telling other people what's wrong with them, you know, a whole lot of us have been looking for change. And this situation is really right now leveling the playing field. It's bringing things into equilibrium, if I can call it that. But it's really going to depend what you decide to do in this time. If you're going to decide, you mentioned earlier on that, you know, you can either choose to have a pity party and blame everybody else, right? So right now, I think in this situation, we can either blame another country who started this, we can blame our government, we can blame whoever else for the situation that we're in right now as a collective. Or we can look at, what is this here to teach me? How can I grow? How can I evolve and heal and change through and with this situation for the better?
Sure. I think the message there is that things are always changing and evolving, you know, and we need to move and evolve with the times, because nothing stands still and nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is a certainty. I don't think any of us could have foreseen this coming. And even if we had, I don't know how we would have planned for it, you know, better than what we've done now in this very uncertain time when there's not many answers. But we have to learn to adapt ourselves and to move with circumstance as it falls upon us, you know. What advice would you give to people that are battling right now, you know, that are really in a bad space? What would you say to them?
So the first thing I want to say to them is, it's okay. It's okay to acknowledge to yourself and to other people that you're not okay, because one thing that the human condition is, we have a lot of shame, all right, around our emotions, how we feel. And social media has also created a space where we always feel like you've got to look like you have it all together, right? And especially if you're the head of a family, the head of a company in leadership, you kind of feel like you need to look like you have all the answers. And I want to tell people right now that it's okay. What's just happened, it has affected everyone. whether you're the CEO of a company or you're a single mom, everyone's trying to manage and deal with this change. So acknowledge to yourself if you're not okay and reach out and speak to someone. The key there, however, is to not stay there. In other words, don't stay in the pity party or the not feeling good or being in fear, but acknowledge it and feel it, okay? Because it's there to teach you something about yourself and about how you view life. And we can get a bit into that perhaps as well, but really just acknowledge how you're feeling. Become aware of yourself, because we live in a society that's so fast paced that we numb out most of the time. End of the day, when your day ends, you just pass out in front of the TV and you numb out. So really use this time to become more self-aware of how you feel and what you're thinking.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I suppose, what is your thoughts on this, Mickey? One of the things that I try to avoid, and it's quite difficult during this time, and especially, you know, running this platform, we've always tried to focus on the positive, and we've tried to focus on stuff that's uplifting, because we felt like the rest of the world was covering all of the nasty stuff. We didn't also need to be that thing, you know, we didn't also need to be that. But there was some level of responsibility on us as a platform to also communicate to the group what was going on, because this COVID-19 thing really was something that affected everybody. And we sort of got to the point now where we're thinking to ourselves, you know, it's great for us to be communicating the messaging around it, you know, keep your hands clean, make sure you keep distance, make sure that you're locking yourself indoors. But we're very cautious about now pushing and taking on board all the stuff that's being pushed by the news channels, because I think that there needs to be some level of balance. If we wake up first thing in the morning and the first thing we do is switch ourselves onto this stuff, and it's not about ignoring it, it's about the amount of stuff you allow yourself to receive. If we start each day like that and we focus our day like that, it's very difficult for us to come into this positive mind space. So what would you say would be some good practices for a person to, you know, to start, that can start today? I mean, right away after watching this, that can just start trying to take a little bit more control back of our own minds, because that's where a lot of the battle happens, is in the mind. And then from there, it's the heart. And then from there, it starts to affect everything else around you. So what would your suggestions be there?
So a lot of us have heard the saying, guard your heart. And we think that just has to do with the heart. But guarding your heart really starts with guarding what you take in here, because what goes in here is what goes in there, and what's up here is what goes to the heart. So that's sort of the starting point, is what you put in to the eyes, right? So my very first thing that I'm also in a lot of groups right now, support groups, and my clients and my family, I'm sure a whole lot of people have created that. And a lot of people, you know, for me, there's a big pandemic out there, which is the share button. We're all just hitting share, and we're doing it from, you know, really from a good place. We're doing it from a space of wanting to keep people informed and really help them. But sort of the biggest advice I can give around that is, before you share anything, check if it is coming from an official government site, an official news site, someone who is credible to actually give that information. Because an example is a video that was shared on one of the groups that I'm on yesterday, and it's literally something that's completely taken out of context. And because it's not on an official page, it is just someone's opinion. They've linked this specific snippet to what's going on now. And it's so easy for us to go into fear and actually add to creating more fear when we share stuff or read stuff or believe stuff that people are sending us that isn't even from an official, credible source. So really be cognizant right now of, firstly, what you're going to allow in, okay? You might receive it. You don't have control over that. But you decide whether it's BS or not. And if it's not on an official site, it's BS. Don't believe it. Don't share it. It's someone's opinion. That's all it is. Yeah. So that's really the first tip I can give to everyone. But more on a practical level is, on a daily basis, really check in with yourself. So I've got a checklist of 5 levels that I've been telling people to check in daily with yourself and check in with at least one other person, because mindfulness is not just about being aware of self, but also being more aware of others. So I'm going to, if the guys want to grab a pen and a piece of paper, I'll give you the 5 levels, because this is really going to help you on a mindset level right now to not just stay positive, but become aware of the little drama queen that's in your head. And yes, guys, you also have a drama queen. We all do. But you don't know the drama queen is busy running haywire until you do these things. So if, with your permission, let me give the five levels quickly. So
Hold on. So let's give everybody a chance. Sorry, Mickey. Yeah. So guys, if you're watching this and you've got a pen and a piece of paper close to you, grab that. While you're busy doing that, I just want to go to some of the comments here. So one of the comments we got was from Anton, I think it's Kiak or Kak. He says that I acknowledge that I'm terrified. What would you say to them? I mean, that's a real honest and raw emotion, you know, to put onto the group. What would you say to Anton?
Okay, Anton, so firstly, I commend you for being willing to be vulnerable and acknowledge that, because most of us really aren't in a space where we're even willing to acknowledge it to ourselves, let alone other people. So I'm going to honor you for that, and I want you to honor yourself for being willing to actually feel the feeling and acknowledge it, right? Because that's step one. But what I want you to do with that feeling is to really, when you acknowledge that you're in fear, is to also acknowledge that you cannot control this fear. It's coming from somewhere, right? Something's causing this fear. And usually what's causing the fear, guys, is something up here, which means it's a thought you're thinking, okay? It's a story you're telling yourself about something. And it's something that comes from a past experience. So it's a belief that you've formed. So you can look more specifically at, what is this fear? What are you experiencing? In other words, is this a fear of finances, that I'm going to not have money? Is it a fear of losing your job? Is it a fear that this thing is going to spin out of control? But look at, what is it that you fear, right? Because that's going to help you identify, because the first thing you're going to have to do is ask yourself, what is the story you are running in your mind about that thing? Because there's a story attached to it. And here's the thing, guys, fear, we've all heard that fear is not real, okay? But in reality, we have zero proof that that thing we're thinking, or the story we're telling ourselves about something, is actually what's going to happen, right? We're not even sure that we're definitely just going to be in lockdown for 21 days. So life as a whole is really uncertain. And it's really going to come down to identifying what the story is you're telling yourself about it, and choosing to remind yourself that it's not the truth. You have no proof of what you're thinking and what is creating this fear. And then literally allow yourself to feel it for a minute, feel that emotion in your body, see where you're feeling it in your body, and then choose to release it. And how I release it is, I'll focus on where in my body I can feel the fear. Let's say you've got a knot in your stomach, and actually physically envision that knot as like a black ball that's forming together in your body, and send it all the way down your body, down your legs, down your feet, and out through the bottom of your feet, and then take a nice deep breath in and out. So that's just a practical way that you can process an emotion, a real raw emotion that you're acknowledging that you're feeling.
That's very powerful. So, I mean, what about the guys that are definitely going to lose their jobs or have lost their jobs and don't know how they're going to make ends meet? I mean, what do we tell them? I mean, there's some people are living in a real situation right now, which is not a projection. It's a reality to them. What do we tell these people? You know, what about these people that have lost everything or that don't have anything, and they are sitting stranded and not just living in fear, but total uncertainty? I mean, what do we say to these people?
You just used a word there that all of us use, including me, and that is my reality. But is it really our reality? Or is that the story we're telling ourselves about it? That's the key. And it might sound like I'm saying stick your head in the sand and, you know, life isn't real, but it really comes down to, what are you going to choose to believe? Because here's the thing. You can either sit there for the next 20 odd days and count down every so many days to go, and be in fear all the time over what you think is going to happen, or you might have already lost your job, right? Or you can choose to actually say, it is what it is. Everything happens for a reason, and it happens for me, not to me. Let me tune in and see, what is the divine guidance that I have, or how can I begin to find a solution, a way forward? Because the reality is, you cannot find the solution to a problem while thinking about the problem. Most of us think that that's how we solve a problem, is focusing on the problem. But in reality, you cannot. Your mind cannot. It does not have the capacity. to think clearly, think creatively, and find solutions when you are in fear and in panic and in stress.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And listen, we've all been there. You know, I've had so many turbulent times, and each time you feel as though that is it, you know, the walls are crumbling down around you. There is no more hope. There is no more opportunity. This is where the buck stops, and that's the end of my life. And the reality is that we don't know where opportunity is going to come from. We don't know how things are going to unfold. We have to stay present in the moment, because trying to project and looking back, both of those things serve no purpose, you know. It's a difficult thing to do. I mean, I don't get it right. Often I don't get it right, you know. But to try and stay centered is the only real chance that we have of any sort of mental stability. And I think mental fortitude is so important for us right now during this time, you know, especially when we've got these four walls that we're bound by currently, and very little opportunity to go out unless you're like one of these joggers that braves it. I saw yesterday there was a lady in Bloberg that decided to go jogging, and all the neighbors, she made it onto this group, and all the neighbors were taking photos of her. They like tracked her all the way down until the police stopped her, and then it was the funniest thing ever. It wasn't funny because she was breaking the law and she shouldn't have been doing it, but just the way that people were like on top of this lady, and it must have been a coordinated effort from all these people on their balconies in all apartment blocks. So anyway, Mickey, let's get to your task. What are you tasking us with? For those of you that have just tuned in, Mickey has asked us to get a pen and a piece of paper, and we are going to do some sort of a project now.
Well, I'm just going to give the guys the five steps, because there are five levels to look at. But before I do, I just want to explain why, because if we look at the questions, for instance, that we just had now, a lot of times we only look at that. We just look at what's the fear or what am I thinking? And these are really the five levels that we have to look at in terms of anything in our lives that we're facing or that we want to change or transform. And let me give a typical example that I usually use is if I had to tell you, you've got R1 million debt, okay? And you decide you want to pay off that R1 million debt in a year, but you only earn 10,000 rand a month. Is that possible?
Well, potential. No, let's go with no.
Quick math. So it's impossible, because 10,000 rand times 12 does not make R1 million. So immediately your logical reasoning mind goes to not possible. Okay. Because it just isn't, because you've done the math, right? But here's the thing. If you can put out the intention and say, I want to clear my debts. That's what I want. That's my desire. That's what's going on inside of me. And you leave the logical reasoning mind out of it. It opens you up to receiving more opportunities, creative ideas, intuition, divine guidance, whatever you want to call it, for something else to come in. So the key is really that our logical reasoning mind served us when we were still living in caves, okay? Because you can't reason out whether is the lion going to eat me, whatever. But right now in today's world, your logical reasoning mind is great in certain circumstances, but you've got to look beyond that right now. So let's dive into those five steps. And as I said before, I want you to check in daily. Just take a couple of minutes, go sit on your grass if you can. Even if the only place you've got peace and quiet is the toilet, go for it. But just take 10 minutes a day to check in first and foremost with yourself on these five levels, and then check on one other person. So phone someone, check with someone in your house, whatever you do. Okay. So the first level is obviously to look at your mindset on a mental level. And how you do that is to literally question, what am I busy thinking? Identify what's going on in your mind, because our mind, guys, is 95% of the time on autopilot. It's functioning from the subconscious mind, which is the autopilot mind. We think over 80,000 thoughts a day. So there's no way that you're always aware of what is subconsciously, what's the story running in your head throughout the day. So it's key for you to stop at least once a day and turn inward and identify, what am I busy thinking? And then write it down. Okay. Because when you write it down, you can actually firstly see it for yourself and acknowledge it for yourself when you see it. Okay. So the next level I want you to check in with yourself with daily is emotional. How am I feeling? Literally ask yourself, how am I busy feeling? And then write that down so that you can see it. Because usually when we write something down, that's when we actually recognize it and we see it and we actually are more consciously aware of it. Okay. And then you can perhaps follow the steps that I gave earlier on. Once you've acknowledged to yourself and written down how you feel, is to allow yourself to feel those feelings, honor yourself for being willing to feel them, and then choose to physically release them from your body. Okay. So just one more thing I want to add to the mental level, guys, is once you've identified what you're thinking, is ask yourself, what's the story you're telling yourself about it? Because it's attached to a story. You're either telling yourself, we're all screwed and the world is going for a ball of doo-doo. I'm not allowed to say that word on here. Whatever, there's a story attached to it. So identify the story and also choose to then reframe the story. See it from a different perspective. Consciously make that decision. And then the third level I want you to check in on, and this is the one that most people miss, okay, is the behavioral level. In other words, that's your actions, your reactions, your daily practices. How are you doing on a behavioral level? Because as I said earlier on, your subconscious mind is 95% of the time in charge and it's on autopilot. And it's also a habitual behavioral mind. So a lot of the stuff you're thinking is just habits. So if you can begin to really identify, let's use an example. Let's say you had a fallout with someone in your house today. You can't get away from them, which is the case right now. Sorry, Ne. But you had a fallout with someone today. Is to really go look at, how did I behave in that situation? How did I act? How did I react? And then go back to the first two steps. How did that make me feel? Why did I feel that way? What was the story I was telling myself about it? Was I telling myself that they're just full of nonsense, or they're just out to get me, or whatever the case may be? So always use all the levels, but check in on your behaviors, okay? And that which didn't serve you today, just try again tomorrow to change it. Write down for yourself, how am I going to try and change this tomorrow? Okay. And another thing under behaviors is your daily practices. If you do not have a daily practice in place, like meditation, breathe work, anything positive, taking a walk around your house, whatever it may be, then implement those behaviors and daily practices as well. So always check in behaviorally on a daily basis as well. And then the third one, guys, is one that most people miss, and that this touches on what you're asking.
Sorry, the fourth one. The fourth one.
Yes. Oh. So this comes back to what you were asking earlier on. If someone is in a situation where I have lost my job, this is my reality, right? This one, guys, is key. And that level is to check in with yourself daily on a spiritual level. Now, when I say spiritual, I'm not talking about religion whatsoever. For me, spirituality is just a way of life. It's whatever your understanding is of a higher power that you believe in and connect with, okay? It's not attached to religion. But the reason why the spiritual level is so important is there's a great line from A Course in Miracles, which is something that I teach and have been through as well, that says that fear is a sure sign that you are relying on your own strength. So that means that somewhere you're thinking you're the one who has to solve all of this on your own. You're not connected to a higher power. You are not a powerful being. You don't have divine guidance. You don't have protection, whatever the case may be. Because what I often tell my clients as well is this: checking in on a spiritual level and identifying what are the thoughts and emotions that and the behaviors that are attached to what's going on with you spiritually is really going to help you to check in with your beliefs. Because you might have a belief that there's a higher power that really takes care of you, but for some reason in this situation, you don't. Okay. So it's really key that you check in on a spiritual level and then also begin to see what's the belief attached to this, change it, and connect to whatever the higher power is that is of your understanding on a daily basis, because we can so easily feel disconnected and alone, especially in a powerless situation like we have right now, where we feel powerless against it. Okay. So the last level is the easy one. Okay. And right now it might be a little bit challenging. I heard some awesome stuff earlier on of people getting very creative about this one, But that's your physical and practical level. So check in with yourself physically. How's my body doing? Okay. Am I tired? Am I sore? Am I whatever the case may be? Because our emotions, guys, go manifest in our bodies. Okay. So if you're, here's something you could do, by the way. If you allow yourself to feel an emotion and you feel where you can feel it in your body, that's usually where you have your medical issues because that's where it manifests. Okay. Mm. So check in with yourself on a physical level daily. And then also on a practical level, what can I do practically to feel better, think better, behave better in this situation? In other words, if your couch is irritating you where it's standing right now, move the damn thing. Just move it. Look at your physical environment, your practical. What's the practical stuff that you can do right now to make this better for yourself? Because it's all about choosing to feel better. And I always tell my clients that, you know what? This is not about never thinking a negative thought or never feeling down, depressed, worried, anxious, whatever it may be. It really is about daily choosing to become consciously aware of those things and then choosing to change them, because that's actually the aim, is not to never be negative. I'm negative too, guys. Like, I very easily go into fear usually, but I've learned to check in with myself on these levels and then choose to change it, because the aim is really just for you to feel better and go through this better while doing this. So that's the five levels.
Absolutely amazing. Really, really amazing. Guys, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to We're talking to Mickey Rittman, who has just given us some fantastic tips regarding how to keep ourselves in a state of growth and a state of positivity. Just to refer back, she spoke of the five different levels. So one is your mindset, two is your emotional state of being, number three is your behavior. And a lot of that stuff actually filters back to hashtag I'm staying, because those are the three principles actually that we built this entire process on, which is quite phenomenal. The fourth is your spiritual belief systems, which I think is very key. You know, it doesn't matter what that might be, if it's religion based or it could be anything that's greater than yourself. I think that's really the crux of spiritual belief. To make sure that that's in place and that you're honoring it and that you're not living by your own means necessarily, but living for something greater than you. And then the fifth is your physical being, correct? I mean,
and practical, yeah.
The and practical, correct. So listen, if you've just tuned in or if you've been listening and you have any questions, please fire away. We have got a bit of time, so we're happy to take your questions and engage with Mickey Rittman while we have the opportunity. Mickey, this is some fantastic stuff. You know, it really is very, very helpful. It really is helpful. Thank you so much.
I think a lot of us are, even I'm in fear, guys. Like, I'll admit it. I'm open about it, because it's not going to, if I'm going to help other people through this time in any way, shape or form, the easiest way someone won't relate to you is if you are the one who has it all together. And the reality is, guys, that I think even our president is in fear. He wouldn't be normal if he isn't, right? But we've had to learn to manage that fear because life has to go on. And I think that's what a whole lot of us are learning to do right now, because we don't want it to consume us. There's nothing I can do about it from my lounge right now. There's a whole lot of stuff I can do, but I cannot go out there and fight this thing on my own.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's it. I mean, so your final parting message, I mean, if there's something, one particular thing that you'd like to leave our audience with today, you know, what would that be?
Use this time wisely. This is everything that's going on, not just in our country, but around the world right now, is really an opportunity. It's an opportunity for us to look at what have I been wanting to change, not just in my life, but the lives of others around me right now. And it's going to come down to, who do I want to be? Who do you want to be? Because this is really an opportunity to do that. And, you know, you spoke so beautifully about it earlier on as well. Even if you start a business in this time, guys, it comes down to your why. It comes down to serving others. The people out there that are making money are not necessarily doing it because they're just creating something to make money. The guys who are thriving are the ones who have a why, a solid why behind what they're doing and choosing to serve other people. So you can only do that when you discover yourself and you become the highest version of yourself. So use this time wisely.
Fantastic. And then tell us, Mickey, how do people get in touch with you if they'd like to chat to you further? I mean, can you just give us your details? How would they reach you?
Either on Facebook or Instagram, Mickey Ruthman. That's MickeyRoothman, or they can pop onto my website, which is www.mickeyruthman.com.
Fantastic, fantastic. Thank you so much for giving us your time. I mean, we'll be speaking to you again throughout the course of the special broadcast, and we really appreciate it. Thank you so much. It's been really enlightening.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for this great initiative.
Keep Wonderful. Going. Take care.
Right, guys. So that brings us to the end of the interview that Jared Petzer from Hashtag I'm Staying did with me on their Facebook group that, as I mentioned, is over a million strong. And it's a bunch of South Africans that are really just supporting, encouraging each other, sharing positive news about our country and really trying to make a difference. So do go check them out. Their details are in the show notes for you below as well, including their website. They actually have a media company that they've started as well, which is called Hashtag I'm Staying Media, and they've got some awesome interviews, some very valuable content on there as well. But check out the link in the show notes for you guys. And then I just wanted to say, guys, that whatever situation you're finding yourself in right now, if you are struggling, please reach out, ask for help, speak to someone, because it is okay, as I said in the episode as well, it is okay to not be 100% okay right now. Even if you're in leadership, I work with a lot of leaders in corporate, and you know, they always feel like they're the ones who need to be strong and they shouldn't be vulnerable with their staff, but you're also human and you need to reach out and just speak to someone, speak up and acknowledge to yourself that you're not okay. That is step one of actually getting yourself to a better place. So wherever you find yourself at in the world right now, guys, please continue to be safe. Take care of yourself on a self-care level and, you know, just be there for each other. This is really a time where I think a whole lot of us are growing and expanding and learning a lot, not just about ourselves, but about where it is we want to go with our lives, what it is we want to do, who it is we want to be. So use this time wisely. So guys, on a last note, if this episode helped you, right, and there's someone you know that needs to hear this as well, please do share it with them. Just hit the share button now or the copy and paste button, but please share this with somebody who needs this as well. And I'd love to hear back from you guys what value you got out of this and how these five levels or five things that you're checking in with yourself on daily is working for you and how it helped you through this time as well. Drop me a DM on Instagram or Facebook if you'd like. Tag me in a post to show me you're listening to the podcast. I'll give you a shout out as well. Or simply just drop me a quick comment below on this podcast. You can just leave a rating or a review because I love hearing back from you guys and just sharing in your journey by way of that as well. And then lastly, guys, I have a program that many of you might have heard of if you've been listening to the podcast for a while. It is my signature life transformation program that you can do digitally. It's a 12-week journey, guys, that is a deep dive into self-awareness, healing, and overcoming some of our limiting beliefs, our you know, limiting thoughts, negative thought patterns, all of that stuff, the behavioral stuff that we've picked up over the years. And it's a 12-week journey. It's my personal journey that I went through to really up-level my life and create a life and a business that I absolutely love and adore today. So if you want to check that out, it is going to be available for you until the end of May. If you use the coupon code podcast, you will get 90% discount on that program. And that is up until the end of May. So if you're looking for a way to grow, enhance, heal, evolve, and learn throughout this period, that is definitely something I would recommend for you. But check out the link. It is in the show notes for you as well. So guys, that brings us to the end of this week's episode of Breakthrough. Whatever you do, wherever you are in the world, as I said, do take care. Please be safe and be there for each other. And as always, guys, I'm just playing out with a song that I enjoy, that I love, or that has meaning to me. And I really hope you're going to enjoy it with me. But until next time, I will see you right back here on the Breakthrough Podcast. Sending you all much love and blessings. Till next time. Right, guys. So that brings us to the end of the interview that Jared Petzer from Hashtag I'm Staying did with me on their Facebook group that, as I mentioned, is over 1 million strong. And it's a bunch of South Africans that are really just supporting, encouraging each other, sharing positive news about our country and really trying to make a difference. So do go check them out. Their details are in the show notes for you below as well, including their website. They actually have a media company that they've started as well, which is called Hashtag I'm Staying Media, and they've got some awesome interviews, some very valuable content on there as well. But check out the link in the show notes for you guys. And then I just wanted to say, guys, that whatever situation you're finding yourself in right now, if you are struggling, please reach out, ask for help, speak to someone, because it is okay, as I said in the episode as well, it is okay to not be 100% okay right now. Even if you're in leadership, I work with a lot of leaders in corporates, and you know, they always feel like they're the ones who need to be strong and they shouldn't be vulnerable with their staff. But you're also human and you need to reach out and just speak to someone. Speak up and acknowledge to yourself that you're not okay. That is step one of actually getting yourself to a better place. So wherever you find yourself at in the world right now, guys, please continue to be safe. Take care of yourself on a self-care level and, you know, just be there for each other. This is really a time where I think a whole lot of us are growing and expanding and learning a lot, not just about ourselves, but about where it is we want to go with our lives, what it is we want to do, who it is we want to be. So use this time wisely. So guys, on a last note, if this episode helped you, right, and there's someone you know that needs to hear this as well, please do share it with them. Just hit the share button now or the copy and paste button, but please share this with somebody who needs this as well. And I'd love to hear back from you guys what value you got out of this and how these five levels or five things that you're checking in with yourself on daily is working for you and how it helped you through this time as well. Drop me a DM on Instagram or Facebook if you'd like. Tag me in a post to show me you're listening to the podcast. I'll give you a shout out as well. Or simply just drop me a quick comment below on this podcast. You can just leave a rating or a review because I love hearing back from you guys and just sharing in your journey by way of that as well. And then lastly, guys, I have a program that many of you might have heard of if you've been listening to the podcast for a while. It is my signature life transformation program that you can do digitally. It's a 12-week journey, guys, that is a deep dive into self-awareness, healing, and overcoming some of our limiting beliefs, our you know, limiting thoughts, negative thought patterns, all of that stuff, the behavioral stuff that we've picked up over the years. And it's a 12-week journey. It's my personal journey that I went through to really up-level my life and create a life and a business that I absolutely love and adore today. So if you want to check that out, it is going to be available for you until the end of May. If you use the coupon code podcast, you will get 90% discount on that program. And that is up until the end of May. So if you're looking for a way to grow, enhance, heal, evolve, and learn throughout this period, that is definitely something I would recommend for you. But check out the link. It is in the show notes for you as well. So guys, that brings us to the end of this week's episode of Breakthrough. Whatever you do, wherever you are in the world, as I said, do take care. Please be safe and be there for each other. And as always, guys, I'm just playing out with a song that I enjoy, that I love, or that has meaning to me. And I really hope you're going to enjoy it with me. But until next time, I will see you right back here on the Breakthrough Podcast. Sending you all much love and blessings. Till next time.
It ain't easy, but it's almost over. Conquer.